Chapter 16. We like being us. I go into my room, expecting to see that Gretel has turned it into her room. But nothing is different. All my stuff is exactly where I left it. I run to my jewelry box. Yesterday, Hansel and Gretel were on there snacking on the witch's candy house. Now, though, they're eating dinner at my kitchen table. No. No way. This is not their happy ending. They are not stealing my life. I'm putting a stop to it pronto. But I can't just jump on them. I sneak over to Jonah's room and tell him to hide in his closet until they come upstairs. I change into dry clothes, and then I squeeze into my closet beside my extra shoes. It's dark in here. This closet could use a window. And maybe some snacks. A mini fridge would be good. Perhaps a water fountain. Finally, the door to my room opens. "Hello, beautiful room," I hear Gretel say. "Hello, soft bed. Hello, thick pillow. And hello, fluffy rug." I hear a sigh. Abby is so lucky. I pop out of the closet. "You!" she shrieks. "Oh, yeah," I say, my hands on my hips. "It's me, and I'm not very happy with you." A moment later, Jonah marches Hansel into my room. Hansel's cheeks are bright pink. "Care to apologize for stealing our lives?" I ask. "We couldn't help it," Gretel says. "The portal was swirling right in front of us." Hansel digs his big toe into the carpet. "And you guys just kept bragging and bragging about how good you had it, with your school and your vegetables and your golden balls." "But that wasn't fair," I say. "The witch caught us." Gretel frowns. "She came back?" "Yes," I say, "and she took us prisoner in her house." "Well, so what?" Hansel says. "Otherwise, she would have taken us prisoner."
"Fair point."
"Maybe," I say, "but that doesn't excuse you for running away and stealing our lives."
"Sorry," Gretel says, her face crumpling. "I didn't know the witch was home."
"Me neither," Hansel says. "Sorry. But you got away, right? You're here."
"Yes," I say, "we got away. Barely. But we did."
"Then once again, you're luckier than we are. You're back with your perfect family, and we still have nowhere to go," Gretel says with a sad frown.
"That's not true," Jonah says. "We saw your dad. He misses you and wants you to come home."
"I don't believe you," Gretel says suspiciously.
"It's true," I say. "Your stepmom is gone, and the witch and her bird are going to jail. And veggies will be available to everyone in Vegetopia."
"And your dad has a new girlfriend," Jonah adds. "She has a slingshot."
"Huh?" they ask. "Not important," I say with a wave of my hand, "but it's definitely safe to go home."
"Thanks," Gretel says. "We really are sorry we pretended to be you. But it was fun. School was fun. And your friends are nice. I really like Penny. I volunteered the two of us to clean out the fish tank tomorrow at recess."
"Huh?
What? Penny? Recess?" "The teacher asked for two volunteers to clean the fish tank, so I volunteered me and Penny. It's a mess. I thought it would be nice for Penny and me to spend some quality time together."
I'm speechless.
"Oh, and you had a surprise math test today," Gretel says. "You did not know most of the answers, unfortunately. Sorry."
"Great. Just great.
Do I have any homework?" I spit out. "Not that much," she says, "although Ms. Masterman said I have something called detention."
"What? Detention? I've never had detention. Ever. For what?"
"I'm not sure exactly. She kept telling me I had to raise my hand to talk, which I told her was absolutely ridiculous. Who raises their hand to talk? Their head, maybe, but hand? I don't talk with my hands. I take a deep breath. A very, very deep breath. Don't worry about it. I wasn't, she says with a shrug.
I kind of have something of yours, Hansel says sheepishly. What?
Jonah asks nervously. I don't blame him for being nervous after hearing what Gretel did to my life. Hansel reaches into the sailboat dotted cardigan and pulls out Jonah's golden ball.
Your mom gave it to me for eating so much spinach and saying thank you a lot.
Jonah takes the ball and holds it close to him. Then he takes a deep breath and tosses it back to Hansel.
You can keep it. Really?
Really?
Really, Jonah says. It probably belongs on your side of the mirror. It keeps breaking things on this side.
It only broke one lamp, I say.
And the polka dot salad bowl, Jonah says with a laugh. That's how it got chipped. Oh, and maybe a glass figurine or two. It doesn't matter. Not important.
So how do we get home? Gretel asks, looking around the room. Is there another swirly purple tree in your room that will take us back? Or do we go through your window, maybe? After everything they put us through, I'm tempted to tell them to try jumping out the window. But I don't.
There's a magic mirror in our basement, I say. The one you came through. Hey, Jonah asks. Did you guys meet Mary Rose, the magic fairy in the mirror?
No, Gretel says. We came through the mirror, landed in the basement, and just kind of walked around until we figured out which were your rooms. I can't believe this entire house is yours. It's true. It is a pretty great place to live. I guess I've really been taking it for granted.
Well, you two have to get home now, I say. Your dad really misses you. He's waiting for you at the police station. Do you know where that is?
Gretel nods.
We have to cross a big pond to get there, but I know the way. We can take Miss Duck across, Hansel tells her. Yeah, just don't tell her to duck if you don't want Gretel to get mad,
Jonah whispers with a grin. Huh? Gretel asks. Nothing. Let's go down to the mirror, I say. I'm sure Mary Rose will let you through when we explain what happened.
But it's not midnight, Jonah says. The mirror only works at midnight.
We have to try, I say. I tiptoe out of my bedroom and look up and down the hallway. No sign of my parents. Good. I head back in my room and close the door. Jonah, I say, go downstairs and make sure Mom and Dad aren't around. I'm going to sneak Hansel and Gretel to the basement. If you hear Mom and Dad, make sure they don't see us.
Got it, he says.
Abby? Gretel asks, biting her lip. Yeah, I say. Can I keep this outfit? She asks. She glances down at my red sweater and jeans. She's even wearing my purple high tops. Sure, I say. Not the first time I've lost clothes to a fairy tale.
You can keep the sweater, Jonah tells Hansel. I hate that thing. It's so ugly.
Hansel frowns.
This sweater? No thanks. It is really ugly.
Jonah sighs as Hansel takes off the sweater and hands it to him. You should probably have this back, too, Gretel says, removing the fro necklace and handing it to me. Thanks, I say, and put it around my neck. I appreciate you giving it back. Okay, Jonah, go be the lookout. I turn to Hansel and Gretel. Come on, guys. Time to go. We slip downstairs. I hear my parents in the kitchen. Please don't come out and see two Abbeys and two Jonas. Hurry, I whisper as we round the corner to the basement door. Success! Our parents don't come out of the kitchen. We rush down the steps and stop in front of the mirror. I knock three times. Nothing happens. Mary Rose? I call. Hello, it's me, Abby.
And Jonah, he says. And Hansel and Gretel, Hansel adds.
Mary Rose, I say again, knocking three more times. Hansel and Gretel need to go home. I know it's not midnight, but can you open the portal so they can leave? No answer. Crumbs. I guess we really do have to wait till midnight, I say. Okay, everyone back upstairs, quietly. We all head back up to my room. So much for getting my life back. Abby? Jonah? My parents call. Do you want to come watch a show with us in the den? I'm about to tell Hansel and Gretel that it's their turn to hide in the closet when I change my mind. Go ahead, I say. Have you ever watched TV? Yeah, she says. Today after school. How do those people get in there anyway? How does it work? I laugh. I have no idea, I admit. She shakes her head. I'm sure you want to see your parents. You go. Really? I'm happy to take a nap in your bed. So soft, like sleeping on clouds. And this pillow, she says with a sigh, leaning her head against it, like a marshmallow. I don't have a pillow of my own, just a bale of hay and an old dress that I put under my head. A bale of hay? Like in the cottage? That's horrible. I suddenly feel really bad about all the complaining I did yesterday. Well, get some rest, I say. I'll keep my mom out. I'll wake you at midnight. I quickly change into PJs, say goodnight, and tuck her in. As I look around my room at all my stuff, I realize how much I really have. And not just the basic stuff like pillows and a comfy bed and warm clothes. I have a nice house, great parents, a teacher who cares how I do on tests, friends. I have all that and so many extras, like a family laptop and iPad, my amazing watch. And how many pairs of shoes do I have in my closet? A lot. I run down to see my parents. Hi! I call out, jumping in between them. I give them a big hug. I love you guys. Have I told you that lately? You're the best. What's up with you two today? My mom asks, looking between me and Jonah. It's like aliens possessed my kids. Don't jinx it, my dad says. I like it. Jonah is already sitting on the couch. He gives me a wink. At least I think it's Jonah. I'm 99% sure. I think I'm still hungry, my dad says. Should I get us something sweet? Chocolate chip cookies, maybe? Jonah and I look at each other. We've had a lot of sugar in the last 24 hours. A lot. I shrug. There's always room for a snack. My alarm goes off at 11:50. I slept on the floor and let Gretel sleep in my bed. I'm nice like that. I shake Gretel awake. She yawns and stands up. Time to go? She asks. Yep, I say. Let's go wake up our little brothers. We sneak into Jonah's room. Jonah's in his bed, and Hansel is sleeping on the floor. I guess Jonah is not as nice as I am. Or Hansel likes sleeping on the floor. I wake up Jonah, and Gretel wakes up Hansel. Both boys have the same funny bedhead. Be right back, I say, and rush into my room. I grab the big box from under my bed and carry it into the hallway. What's in the box? Gretel asks as we head downstairs and then go down the final flight of stairs to the basement. You'll see, Jonah says. Abby and I put together a big care package for you and Hansel. I packed cheese and crackers, fruit, two boxes of spaghetti, and two adorable reusable water bottles, plus toys, books, pillows, and blankets. Also, the rest of the chocolate chip cookies. Jonah tried to sneak one when we were packing up the box, but I slapped his hand away. How many times does he want to throw up in one day? It's 30 seconds to midnight, I say. Ready, you two? Woof! Prince barks. Not you, Prince, I say. We're not going. Just Hansel and Gretel. We'll miss you guys, Gretel says. Thanks for everything. The four of us stand in front of the mirror, looking at our four reflections. It's amazing how identical we look. Who would ever have guessed that Jonah and I would find our lookalikes in fairyland? Jonah knocks on the mirror. Then again, then a third time. The mirror starts to swirl. Jonah and Prince and I stand to the side so we don't get sucked in. Bye! Hansel and Gretel say as Gretel clutches the box tight against her chest. Bye! Jonah and I say. 1, 2, 3! Gretel counts. Then she and Hansel jump through the mirror. When the mirror clears and we see our reflections again, I call out, Mary Rose, are you there? The mirror ripples. I see the very faint image of a woman's face in the glass. Her long hair flows down along the side of the mirror. She's there! Of course I'm here, she says. I have so many questions. Hi! Don't go. I have to ask you stuff. Go ahead, she says. Okay. Did you think Hansel and Gretel were us? I ask. Is that why you let them through the mirror into our basement? Absolutely not, Mary Rose says with a laugh. I knew what I was doing. Why then? Jonah asks. Did you learn something by being in their world? Mary Rose asks. Yes, I say. What? That we were being spoiled brats, Jonah says. She laughs again. Exactly. My cheeks heat up, but I keep going. Did you know they look just like us? Mary Rose smiles. Of course. That's one of the reasons I chose you. You reminded me of them. Huh? I say. Chose us? You chose us? But you couldn't have. The mirror was here when we moved in. Didn't we choose you? She laughs a third time. No, little ones. I definitely chose you. My heart speeds up. But for what? Jonah asks. For the mission? Yes, she says. Absolutely. But what's the mission? Instead of answering, Mary Rose slowly fades away. Wait, Mary Rose, I say. The mirror ripples until it's smooth again. Aww, Jonah and I both say. I have so many more questions. Next time. I'll have to ask her next time. Jonah, Prince, and I climb back upstairs. I give them each a hug goodnight and then close my door. I sneak a final peek at my jewelry box. Hansel and Gretel are by the pond with their dad, sitting on one of the blankets I gave them and having a picnic. Miss Duck is floating on the pond. Hansel is taking a bite out of a cookie. They look happy.